You know, we all have bucket lists, I suppose. You have a bucket list?
Not yet.
No, no, you're a little young for a bucket list, I guess. You don't even have a bucket yet, as a matter of fact. Your age, probably. Daniel Alvarez, however, is paddling a kayak from somewhere up in Minnesota, way up in Minnesota. In fact, it's Canada, so far north, to Key West, Florida, in a kayak, which physically is not possible because there's not water between all those places. So it's going to be a hell of a portage, you know, across for 2,000 miles, you know, a portage. But let's find out where he is right now. And he stopped, he beached himself. And Daniel, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes,
how are you? Where are you? Do you know?
I have a vague idea. I'm somewhere along the Mississippi River near St. Cloud.
Near St. Cloud. So you haven't gotten all that far.
Well, I got distracted.
You got distracted?
I got to the Apostle Islands in Wisconsin. I just had to go over and see them.
They're very nice. Did you paddle out to the Apostles?
They're beautiful.
Did you paddle out to the Apostles?
I did.
Yeah.
I came over from Two Harbors, Minnesota.
Yeah. Two Harbors?
Yeah, in Minnesota, and then I went to the Apostles and then back to Duluth.
Yeah, and with every paddle, are you saying, why did I do this? I mean, what were you thinking? What were you thinking, Daniel?
I don't know. You know, you get those crazy ideas. Got to go with them.
Yeah. You've done things like this before, haven't you, though?
I have, but usually on foot. So I've hiked, like, the long-distance trails, like the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, stuff like that. But this is new on the water.
Okay, so minor things like that, but mostly on land. Were you a kayaker before this, or did you just have to pick up how to do that?
I kayaked a little. I've done a little bit of whitewater and a little bit of touring around Florida, but never in a sea kayak before this trip.
Yeah.
So I was learning a lot in the Boundary Waters about how not to die.
Yeah. Have you had any near misses so far in the opening 1,000 miles of your trip?
So far, so good. I almost flipped on the first day out. But other than that, I've been pretty much stable.
What, did you get some backwash from one of those iron ore carriers or something? Or?
I had to dodge one coming across from Two Harbors, but I missed it by about a mile. You can see those guys pretty far away.
Yeah, but can they see you is the question.
They cannot see you.
Yeah. Let's go back just a bit here and go to the thinking that went into this, if any. What were you thinking?
Okay,
you wanted to go to Key West, apparently, in the worst way possible.
Yeah, and I thought the easiest way to do that from Tallahassee, Florida, was to go to the northwest angle and start paddling.
So you're in Tallahassee, which is fairly convenient to Key West.
Very. It's just not as an exciting trip going down I-10 and I-75.
In a kayak, it could be pretty exciting.
That's true.
So, why did you pick that point? Why did you pick northern Minnesota as a starting point? Because that was the longest thing.
Well, I know that Key West is the southernmost point in the continental United States.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, why not start at the northernmost point? Which, you're right, is basically Canada. Because you have to drive through Canada just to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Minnesota's secret. You have to drive through Canada to get to it. They don't like to admit it, but it's pretty much true. All right, so then, so here you are, and you get this crazy idea. But you're a whimsical guy, right? And you like to do things. You like to do things, right? Just do it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Just
why
go.
Not?
Go for it. Why not? I can give you 1,000 reasons, but go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. Why not? And so then the first thing you got to do is outfit yourself, right, for something like this. And is there a sea kayak outfitter somewhere that walked you through it?
Well, I have a lot of the camping gear from the hiking. So clearly what I needed was a boat. So
clearly.
I asked Necky Kayaks if they would give me a boat.
Yeah.
They did.
Did they?
So, yeah. Yeah, they gave me a boat, and and amazing. It's beautiful. It's held up to a lot of rough voyages.
Yeah. And then there's certain things that you need that you wouldn't have from land traveling, right, though, on a kayak for survival purposes. So what would you have to get?
I had to get a paddle, or two paddles, really, because you want to share.
Yeah. Paddle, I should have thought of that.
That thing about up the creek without a paddle is yeah. Surreal. Yeah. That kind of stuff. I had to get a lot of dry bags to keep equipment dry. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's a lot like backpacking. You just have a bigger backpack that floats.
And do you have, like, GPS or anything like that?
Yes, I definitely have a GPS, and I use it heavily. I actually went the wrong way on the Mississippi River the other day, so I need my GPS.
How is that possible? Does it flow and towards the south?
You know, I was talking to myself at that point. I was like, yes, how did you manage to do this? But the wind was blowing, and so it looked like it was blowing the other way, and I just got distracted. It wasn't my finest moment, I will tell you that.
No. Were there crowds lining the bank at that moment?
No, I was all alone. Yep. I was all alone, fortunately.
That's good. Yeah. All right,
still so embarrassing.
Is that the worst thing that's happened so far? You almost flipped the boat in the harbor, and you went the wrong way in the Mississippi. Okay. That's about it so far as misfortune.
Yeah, I mean, other than stuff that I knew would be difficult, like all the portages.
Yeah.
But that stuff you know is coming. So yeah. It's not, you kind of bought that one when you signed up for the trip.
Right. Like you signed up for this trip. now, speaking of portages, now there's no way, not a water connection really between northern Minnesota and Key West. So there must be a lot of portages. Like, for example, you're in the Mississippi River now, hopefully heading south. And then what's next?
Well, now it's easy.
Yeah.
Now I just go down the Mississippi River, get to the Gulf, and take a left. That's it.
Oh, so you're just going down to the... I thought you were going, you know, making the rivers and stuff and over to the other...
No, I'm gonna take the Mississippi as far as it'll take me.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a piece of cake now.
Oh, yeah. Now, getting here from the northwest angle is a little different.
Yeah.
We had the Grand Portage, which is the famous Voyager Portage, of half mile.
Mm-hmm.
Took me 3 days.
3 days on
and
the Grand
Portage? Three days. It's hard carrying a boat, you know. It's not 8.5 miles, but when you have to make two trips, it turns into 25.5 miles.
Yeah. You carry it on your head?
Head and shoulders, yeah.
Yeah.
And just like you would a canoe, basically.
Yeah. And how are they feeling right now? That head and those shoulders.
Well, I was about 3 inches taller before I started the trip. Hopefully I can stretch out at some point and get back to my original height.
Yeah. So that was the hardest thing, was the Grand Portage?
Well, no, actually the hardest portage is this other portage that no one knows about called the Savannah Portage.
Savannah Portage.
And it's the one that connects the St. Louis River, which is the river that flows to the Mississippi.
Oh.
And basically, by portage, they mean 40 square mile swamp.
A 40 square mile swamp?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to go off, it's square miles. So you're really going about 5 or 6 to get across it, but you're dragging it over trees and swamps and beaver dams. Isn't it? It wasn't pretty.
No. But never once in that time did you give up on the dream, right?
Well, no. I mean, especially there, you get halfway in, you got to keep going. You can't quit in the middle of a swamp.
Yeah.
You might as well just... They did tell me at the other end that I was the first person to come through that portage in 2 years. So I don't think people really like doing it.
Yeah. I guess the oar boats don't do it so much anymore.
No,
or the paddle boats.
Same.
All right, so now you're, in terms of the Mississippi River, what point are you on it near St. Cloud? Is that what you said?
Yeah, near St. Cloud, just north of Minneapolis.
Okay, all right, so you got a ways to go. You got to get through the rest of that darn Minnesota. And then,
I know, Minnesota is like a black hole. I can't get out of this state.
We've often felt that way about it in Wisconsin. We're afraid of getting sucked into Minnesota.
Getting to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, I've been in Wisconsin, but, you know, getting back there.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
So are you skirting us right now? You'll be skirting us.
No, I'm not even there. I will be skirting you eventually.
Yeah. Can we come out and watch?
I met a bunch of Wisconsin folks in Duluth area.
Yeah.
And at the hospitals, and they were great.
Yeah. I would have been.
They told me that I was supposed to call Wisconsin people Sconnies, but I don't know if that's derogatory or okay.
No, that's okay if you are one.
Oh, so I shouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
Should not call.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
It could be taken.
Okay, good to know. I don't want to get shot.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of, how much do you have enough food for the whole trip? How do you work that out?
Well, you got to stop in towns along the way.
Oh, you do. Okay.
So you carry about, you know, a week of food or so at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And if you look pathetic enough on the side of the river, sometimes the people will just stop and give you food.
Yeah.
So.
I can't imagine you'd look pathetic enough for that to happen. And then what about sleeping? Do you sleep on board or something, or what do you do?
You camp out mostly.
Oh, you camp out.
I have a tent. Yeah, just like backpacking, basically.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, so now if people in Wisconsin here want to come out and watch you skirt us, when and where could they do that?
Well,
would you
I have
say?
No idea how long it'll take me to get to Wisconsin,
yeah.
But I will. I mean, I'll have it on my website eventually.
It'll be too late by then, probably.
Yeah, it'll be too late. I would say.
So, should we just go to the river and wait? Is that what you're advising? And will it be like a day, two days?
Yeah, I'd say about. It'll be about 2 weeks probably before I get to Wisconsin.
2 weeks.
I don't know. I'm like 100 miles from Minneapolis. I don't really know what's south of Minneapolis. I haven't really done the research.
No, but nobody does.
How far Wisconsin is.
There's a clinic. I know. I keep going. There's a clinic somewhere down there, and that's about all we know about it. So. Okay. Well, and then so when is estimated time of arrival in Key West?
Well, it used to be October, but that's clearly not going to happen. So. I'm now projecting December, the end of December, so maybe for New Year's. But
so around Christmas or Christmas or New Year's in Key West?
Yeah, well, I hope so, but
Are you going to stay ahead of the
It's a long route.
Are you going to stay ahead of the weather pretty much, do you think, at this point, or are you falling behind the weather?
I am really crossing my fingers on that. It's getting close. I see the geese flying overhead every night. I'm trying to keep up with them during the day. And the leaves are changing. It's going to be close, but I'm hoping the Mississippi will carry me south fast enough.
Yeah. And it's a bad feeling to have geese flying overhead because they're dropping their loads constantly. You know that. So hopefully you got an umbrella or something.
I've been lucky so far on
yeah.
that.
Well, you know, I want to wish you the absolute best, and we're all rooting for it. We'd like to come out and cheer you on, but we don't know if you could let us know when you're going to be there.
I'll try. I'll tweet it or something.
Okay, and are
I
you
get to Wisconsin.
Have you attracted some crowds along the way, or will you so far? Or?
Well, it's not that exciting to watch me paddle around.
Right,
there's no fireworks or anything.
Yeah.
But I've met a bunch of really nice folks along the river who've given me a lot of support and just wish me luck and helped out as much as they could. So it's
all
great.
Right.
Great to see people.
All right. Well, good luck. Best of luck to you. Daniel Alvarez, just north of St. Cloud, on his way to Key West, ladies and gentlemen. Go for it, Daniel. Nice talking with you. Hang in there.
Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Nice talking to you.